society, not only a school and a community, but an entire nation. And that's the kind of qualities that we've got to develop in all our learners, even in our families, our communities, our parents, and the whole country. Ms. Jordan, Mr. Hammond, Ms. Mukwena, Mr. Smith, the HDB, everybody here, the building contractors, person put the choir together, the pupils. Good morning. Thank you very, very much for inviting me here today. I've come to ask and I've come to ask for a very, very long time. Before I carry on with the event itself, a lot of people ask me, how do we start? Where did different things come from? I didn't get up one morning to say, we're going to form an organization, we're going to write some minutes, we're going to get some people, we're going to write a constitution, we're going to find some important principles to follow. It never happened like that. It's a long story, but in 1986, I moved from Durban to Johannesburg. But there were not many posts, unfortunately, to study further. So I was forced to go into private practice. I went to Maritzburg, I moved to Maritzburg from Germany in 86. But in January, the same month, an Afrikaner guy who was studying in America with a sports scholarship came from Pretoria to teach French at the University of Natal. But he had a medical problem and he needed a doctor. So when he went to the butcher, I asked the butcher, do you know a doctor? The butcher said, my neighbor is a doctor. And we met. And we had a lot of spiritual discussions. Remember, it was still apartheid time. Here was a white guy, to be a Christian guy, an Afrikaner guy, that comes from a country with an apartheid ideology. But I kept an open mind. I spoke to him. And in the discussion, and I treated him. And over several months, he finally told me one day, he said, you need to go to Turkey. I said, why? He said, I met a spiritual master from Turkey in America. But the master passed away in 1985. So I said, if he passed away, how's that going to happen? He's going to America. So he said, no, the masters, they continue. A new one takes over. And they always come from Turkey. They travel the world. So the new one is in place in Turkey. You need to see him. I said, Mr. Miller, it's 1986. I still haven't been to Cape Town in my life. When am I going to go to Turkey? He said something very profound, which is important for all of you to understand. He said, what God wills happens. There's a time and a place. Your principal met Javed in 2018. It wasn't a time and a place for the school. But it was willed to happen at some other point at the right time. And at the right time, the school is now in front of you. It was well for me to go to Turkey. I went in August 1991 with my wife. It's a long story why we went. But when we went, we came to a Muslim spiritual place. And remember, in 1991, the Gulf War took place. The Gulf War wasn't good for civilization. It put East and West on separate sides. People spoke about a clash of civilizations. People spoke about Jews and Christians on one side and Muslims on the other side. It was East and West against each other. And then those, and coming from an apartheid past, did happen. Going to Turkey, my wife and I actually thought we were in the wrong place, in the wrong spiritual place. Because here there were Jews, Christians, Hindus, Muslims, Buddhists, those who don't believe, nobody's judged. Everybody was welcomed with open arms. Nobody was judged, nobody was asked their religion, nobody was asked what they believe. They were welcomed as human beings. And everybody spoke lovingly to each other. Everybody respected each other. There was no conflict, no contradiction, irrespective of what you believed in. I don't like to use the word tolerance, because tolerance means you have to take something that you don't like. It was about understanding somebody else's culture and respecting it. I saw the spiritual master for the first time. In all that confusion, I saw the spiritual master for the first time, and something happened. I looked at him and I fell in love with him on sight in a split second, just seeing his face. everything happened that night, before Turkey, we went back home. I was in the thought process all the time, reflecting for the whole year what has happened there in Turkey. The Lord Almighty gave me an opportunity. And I went back 6th August 1992, which is just a few weeks ago now. Not 6th August 1992, but I mean 6th August. Just a few weeks away. It was a Thursday night. In a Sufi place in Islam, on a Thursday night, we do what is called a zikr. A zikr is a celebration of God's Almighty's names. So in the different scriptures, you would say, God Almighty, one and only, loving, kind, compassionate, merciful, wise, sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, provider, all those kind of adjectives. We recite a few of them, not all. On every Thursday, we do a different combination. So we recite a few in this place. At 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. at night, after the program,